You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix. Hey, it's Liv.
And Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors. Hello.
Hello. Hello, guys. I am an unsuccessful actor this week. Unfortunately, I have to say.
Why?
I have to admit, I finally have heard back from the pilot that I have been in rounds and rounds and rounds for, and I didn't get it. I did not get the part.
Oh, Bix, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Like, I'm not, like, as you can tell, like, I've moved on from it. I actually got the call, like, a week ago, but we haven't recorded, so I wanted to, like, wait to share the news, so...
I'm so sorry. How were you handling it?
I got really bummed. Like, I got the call while I was in a workshop and I was like about to perform. And I was like, oh my God. And I got the call and he's like, we gave it to the other girl. And I was like, cool, that's fine. No worries. Like, have fun. Whatever. We had like a great conversation. They were like, we'll definitely want to work with you in the future, that whole thing. Yeah. And then I had to perform in like a casting director workshop. Immediately. I did fine though. I did great. It was wonderful. But then after the workshop, when I was like talking to my boyfriend Ben, I was more upset, like not about this part specifically, but it was more about the fear that I've wasted so much time. Like, I have so many regrets about really just, yeah, like wasted time, like in college, post college. If I would have really dedicated myself and disciplined myself and had the accommodations that I needed, I feel like I could be so much further in my career. But because of all of the setbacks, and a lot of that is my own fault, I'm like, I don't know, like, and I know the whole age thing, it's just like, I know who got the role is probably like a girl who's probably closer to the actual age range of the girl, and I'm like, I'm just this fucking 30-year-old trying to play a high schooler, and these really young kids are so much further along in their careers than me. And I know it's your time. When it's your time, it's gonna come to you. When it's gonna come to you, everybody has a different path. But like, I just felt so much like guilt and regret for the time wasted.
I have to say, I'm so happy. First, I want to say really I am sorry that it's a shitty call regardless, so I'm sorry. And
thank you.
I'm happy, though, that you're speaking about it, because what you just said resonated with me so much. Like, so often I share whatever, you know, I try to stay positive and pretty, like, upbeat about, like, acting and just life in general. I try to keep, like, a positive outlook, and I try to change the conversation that sometimes wants to happen in my head, but I try to just correct it. So, because this career is already challenging enough as it is, so to also be super hard on myself and have these conversations in my mind isn't helpful. But saying that, I just want to say, like, how I went through something similar, and I feel like many actors or listeners who are listening to this can really heavily relate to this, like, being someone who is, like, much older, and I am auditioning, seeing for high school roles, and there's times that I think back to when I was younger, and I do play the, like, what ifs in my head, like, what if I took this path? What if I did this instead of that? To catch myself doing that as well. So I just think it's important to also share those conversations, because not everything is uppity. As much as we try to keep it uppity, there's just many lows as well in this career. And a lot of times we think back like, what if I went to this school? Or what if I didn't go to college and, like, quote unquote, waste my time? Or like, what if, like, I don't know, what if I did move here or move? I don't know. There's just all these what ifs, but obviously that's not going to change where we are now. But sometimes you can't help for that to kind of creep into your mind. And yeah, I also had an audition. Like, this was probably a while ago, but the same thing happened where then I turned on my TV. I see the actress that's playing it, and I actually got a call back for that role. Oh. And I turn on the TV, yeah, and I see it, and I go, oh, damn. She kind of looks like me, but she looks much younger. And I was like, so anyways, I don't want to make this about me because it's not, but I can just say that I can really relate to, like, your experience, like, that you had recently. And it truly does. It just sucks. But I think it's okay to give yourself permission to feel those things, but then like try to snap yourself out of it and be like, all right, I got to fight the good fight. And you also, but it's true though. And then I also, you just never know how close you are. And the fact that Bix, you went through like 6 rounds, like that just means you can do it again. Not saying we want to do that again, but at least you know, right. But at least you know, you. Not saying we want to do that again, but you kind of do, because it means that there's a chance and that it can happen. But
yeah, yeah. Anyway. Honestly, I feel like that is what is keeping me from like harboring any negativity towards this specific role. Because yeah, because of that, I'm not like pissed like about this role, like it's not gonna like end my life. I do feel confident, like, because most of the time, like in the past, you get really close and everybody tells you that it's like, oh wow, you got so close, like that speaks for itself. I understood and I knew that they were right, but I was resistant to it because I was like, well, it's not fucking good enough for me because I want to get the part and I didn't get the part, so don't fucking tell me this and that. But I think I finally really internalized that in a much more like healthy way. So I know that I did great. I know that they really liked me. I know that I would have been great for that character. But like, it's done. It's over. We're moving on.
Moving on.
That is that. I have to continue to go to therapy to like heal my guilt-ridden, regret-filled traumas.
I feel that. No, but seriously, yeah, I'm happy that you brought up that conversation because I think we all have those thoughts, and I think give yourself permission to feel those things, but like you just not staying there. Mm-hmm. And what you literally just said, just work on those parts of, we all have those parts of ourselves that may have a little what ifs sneak in.
Yeah.
But I'm happy
all those
that you.
Little sneaky yeah, what
all
ifs.
The little, the what ifs, they all pop into all of our heads. Don't you lie to me. But yeah. You're lying if you said you never went, what if?
We all do it.
Yeah.
On a happier note.
Yes.
I feel like it's almost your movie premiere, your big movie premiere. How are you feeling? I saw you've been doing like press. You've been doing photo shoots. Your movie poster came out. Look at you.
Press. I love it. Yeah. No, I've been on several podcasts and promoting the film. Again, it is Sky Hoshi Anime Girl. You can get tickets at Sky Hoshi, I believe skyhoshi.com. And that's spelt with an E at the end of Sky and an I at the end of Hoshi. And yeah, you can get tickets for the online premiere. And then you get the manga. They created a manga from the film. It's the print. Exactly.
Okay,
I saw you doing the hand.
Yeah.
I saw you doing the hand. Yes. So they created that from the movie. Kalani is writing it.
Oh my God.
And there's going to be a volume one coming out. And
cool.
It's so sick to know that like,
you're going to be a comic book
character. That's me. Like, I'm a comic book character. Like, oh my God. I was like, that's... Yeah, so he's creating a manga. And with the ticket, you get a manga. You get a signed poster. It's going to be the anime poster, not the movie poster.
Get those autographs, everybody.
You better get them.
Get them
on that. And then you get a mug. But
cute.
So get your tickets. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Not just because I was in it, but I think it's a lighthearted, fun... It's a fun film. I think it'll appease all audiences.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to be at the premiere. I'll have my little popcorn.
Oh, my little popcorn. And you actually have, I think Bix also has that pink wig. So maybe you could put your...
Oh my God, yes. I have the exact
she has pink the exact wig.
I'm going to wear it. I'm going full like cosplay for the premiere.
I'm here.
Who's Sky Hoshi? I don't know. Is she me? Maybe today.
I'm definitely planning on, I'm going to promote the hell out of this film.
Oh, hell
yeah. I'm going to be Sky for Halloween next year. People go, who are you? I'll be like, oh, I'm Sky Hoshi. You don't know her?
Bitch.
Get with it.
Get with the times, maybe. Lady.
We'll
see.
That's
so smart. And that's like so fun. Like you could, oh my God.
It's going to be a good time. But anyways, that is happening. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I can't wait. Big feature film movie star over here.
But yeah, that is the latest with me. And then I'm going on vacay, people.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to Portugal.
I'm so jealous. I want to go to Portugal. I've wanted to go to Portugal for so long. And actually, like, my boyfriend, Ben, he's like, he became obsessed with Portugal all of a sudden. And now he's like, we have to go. And I was like, Liv invited us.
I literally did.
Liv invited us. We could have went. And he was like, you didn't tell me. And I was like, because I'm broke. So, like, I didn't even bring it up.
You're like, well, I thought, what was the point?
Yeah.
Next time. I was going to say, Portugal, we can always go again.
We'll always be there.
I'm very excited, though, for the – well, we're going to get into the topic. I just wanted to say I'm excited for, you know, those, like, Instagram spots because I have to. But, like, the street full of umbrellas, like
–
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it's all umbrellas on top.
Oh, so
and
beautiful.
Apparently there's a whole street of that. And then it's called the Pink Street in Lisbon. So it's an entire street that's pink. So
wow. Yeah, you're gonna have to give me like the 411 because he's literally been talking to me about Lisbon for like the past 3 days straight. So
I got you.
The pics, the vids.
Oh my god, there's so much I want to talk about, but this is not a travel podcast. So
it could be.
It could be, but because there's a lot that like, once, I'm excited about. But anywho, yes, I think that's also a good reminder. Everybody, if you got to take a vacation, you take a vacation, yeah. You know?
If you can, do it.
We did want to talk about, so, you know, we have, you know, I have this film coming out. Bix and I are actively auditioning, taking classes, studying, the whole shebang. But what do you do, right? What do you do when you're not filming, when you are waiting, mm-hmm. let's say, for a premiere, or when you are, or when you're just waiting for auditions.
Or it's just like, I feel like now is kind of like the perfect time to be releasing this episode because how there's like, what is it? There was like 13 there was like not
about.
Yeah, rough numbers, I don't remember. But there's like a very small number of pilots. Like there's the writer strike that people are suspecting. And yeah, it's just like so slow. Nobody's working. And what do you do? It's scary. So you have to like kind of have things in your back pocket. Honestly, like I, just before we're recording this, I was just in a industry meeting with an agent and she was talking about how everything is really slow right now. And what's happening is because there's not like a bunch of like new pilots and new shit coming out, all of the people that would be auditioning and getting those like series regular roles in these new series, they're not doing that because there are no new series. So they're taking the guest star roles, and all the people who used to get all the guest star roles, they're going back down and they're taking the co-star roles. So all these like developmental actors that usually get co-star roles are kind of like fending like for nothing because it's like trickling down. And I just thought that was like a really interesting piece of insight to share with everybody. And
well, that makes a lot of sense because I haven't gotten folks, so don't feel bad if you're an actor listening to this. I got my first audition today. And it has been, not even lying, maybe 3 weeks since I heard anything about an audition, not even a co-star, nothing. And today I got an audition for, it was a musical, mind you. So keep that in mind. It wasn't even TV, had nothing to do with TV and film, like, which drives your point home. Like,
right.
Because there's probably nothing, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to, again, this is, I'm speculating, but I'm assuming there's like, not anything for me to audition for, maybe. So that's why
it seems like that's what's going on.
Right. That's why I got a musical theater audition instead of like a TV, which I usually get a lot of TV auditions, which I feel very grateful that I can say that. But I feel like all my auditions are usually television, like productions or whatever.
Yeah.
This was not. I was surprised. I was like, oh, look, a musical theater audition. I haven't seen you in a while. But where have you been? Yeah, so
she was saying that if it does come down to the wire that there is a strike and there aren't these new projects coming out, they do have like a backlog from all of those projects that were pulled during COVID. So they are like expecting like a boom soon, but to like kind of like just hold out for now. And to our point, she was even suggesting filling this time with, of course, like updating your materials, maybe taking a look at your actor's access, your photos, your reels or whatever, but also filling your time with hobbies, learning like a new language, learning a new skill, learning this, doing that. And even if it's not a slow time in the industry, it's still important to have things for yourself, because sometimes it's just like too much. And you don't, you know, like sometimes I feel like I'm like, what the fuck is my personality? Like, I need to do something else.
And that's why it's important, as, you know, actors, that you do take on, yeah, like Bix has said, other hobbies, things that interest you, travel, because it's important to that you have perspective, right? When you approach these roles and you have an opinion. And the only way to, I feel, form those and have these different ideals or whatever is by experiencing real life. If you just were home all the time, had no hobbies, never went out, and only did auditions, it's hard to bring, I feel like, something original to the role when you're not having original experiences yourself. So I feel like that's why, yeah, it's very important. It doesn't have to be acting related, right? So yeah. Everything that Bix mentioned is so valid. And if you want it to be acting related, I think we covered this in another episode. But let's say you're like, well, I still want to stay creative, but within acting, get with your friend. If you want, create skits. It may sound lame when I say this, but even like TikToks, or like, that's still a creative outlet. A lot of creatives go on there. So I think that's a great way too. I think there's YouTube, there's so many social media platforms, Instagram, to still have fun, to still create, mm-hmm. and taking workshops. So even if, let's say you're like, okay, how can I still stay creative and keep my acting sharp without having these auditions? Workshops are an excellent idea. Classes, seminars, listening to people that you admire, just listening to them talk, hear out their ideas. And like, hey, start a podcast. Like, I mean, not trying to take away start from our business, but you never know, getting. I'm like, no, comes up.
Podcast. Right.
Comes up podcast. No, but seriously, I just, like, for instance, like, if you haven't been with us since day one, we started our podcast from COVID. We were in quarantine and we didn't know what else to do. So Bix approached me with the idea of creating a podcast for The Bachelor, Bachelorette. That's where we first started. And that was just a way for us to still create something while we were doing, quote unquote, nothing.
Right. Like you said, like, there's so many avenues that you mm-hmm. can take, that the possibilities are endless. I want to know from you, Liv, like, what are some things that you like to do that are, I want to say, like, just like not acting related, okay. or maybe like you can relate it back to acting somehow, but like, how do you stay creative and just alive?
Very valid. Alive. That's a good one. I think I'm like looking for my next trip to book, but actually, I'm serious. I'm
you like, do. You travel. You've been traveling a lot.
I'm like, where can I go? But yeah, I think that's for one. I like to travel, even if, and when I say travel, it doesn't have to necessarily be out of the country or a super lavish trip. Something as simple as going to the Catskills. Like, so yeah. I think I like enjoy hiking, if you didn't know that. So that's something I do in my spare time. Like, I'll take a hike. I will, it sounds like it's just so simple, but I like hang out with my friends. I like to plan trips. I like to stay active. So if I can take a class, like something new. I actually just started taking a couple of these classes because I have been a little bit out of shape because I haven't really been going to the gym. And anyways, long, but like, I started trying to get back into fitness by going to Revolve. I don't know if anybody's heard of Revolve. Have you?
I don't think, I'm just thinking of like that influencer brands or like events, Revolve, that I always hear about. Like,
my
Revolve,
God.
That's all I think when I hear Revolve.
Revolve? I just say I don't trust. That influencer, I fell for it. I was influenced and I went online and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get my 30th birthday dress from Revolve. I swear on everything. It came in the mail. I took it out and it looked like, it was definitely one piece of fabric. It was super thin and it looked like a scarf, but like they made it into a dress. And I was just like, you really disrespected me. I paid $100 for this. And it was,
yeah,
it was
something, clothes are expensive.
From Shein. Like, it looked like I could have got that from Shein, but it probably would have been nicer if I just got it from Shein. Not saying I don't shop at Shein anymore. Actually, no, I'm very proud of that. I stopped because I was like, this is hard.
I love
that
for you.
Yeah, I was like, this is not good. So I stopped shopping there. But I'm like, this definitely looks like a product from there. I was like, this is insanity. I was like, sorry, guys. I don't even know how we got to Shein and Revolve, but.
We are anti-Shein, anti-Revolve.
Yeah, I try to stay creative in those. Oh, it was Revolve. It's a bicycle place, guys. It's a bicycle place. So I was looking for a new way to work out just to stay healthy. And Revolve, it's a bicycle.
It's like stationary, like cycling.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's like a stationary cycling, and ooh, it's choreography based. And
oh, that's fun.
There's music, a lot of fun music, and it's like Peloton, except like I just said, it's more choreography, and they'll make you do like push-ups on the bar and like, ooh, wave your hands in the air, and then like it's very also like woman empowering. So it's like, there, you won't find one man in that class or in that building. It's geared towards.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, it's geared towards women.
I love that.
And so it's fun. Yeah, it's a very fun place to go to. But I hope that answered your question, because I just went on a tangent. Is there anything that you do that you would recommend for creatives to stay creative when they are not auditioning?
For me, like, I struggle so much when it comes to like hobbies and really just tasks in general. It's like really hard for me to like stay on task or like transition between tasks and like prioritize my tasks is something I'm like really trying to figure out. So I just want to speak to the people who probably it's not easy for them to relax and to like disengage, because I wholeheartedly am that kind of person where if I'm not like researching on IMDb or like submitting, like searching the breakdowns or like updating my website or doing this, like I feel like I can't sit still. Like I feel like I like, oh, you don't deserve to sit and watch a TV show because you should be doing this. Or like, you don't deserve to go out for a walk because you should be doing this. So it's like really hard for me to turn that part of my brain off and like be like, no, I can sit at my sewing machine for an hour and like do what I want to do and not be so immersed in this. So it is something that I'm like actively trying to work on. But yeah, like sewing is definitely one of them. It does bring me stress in like a similar way that acting does. But I love just going out to thrift stores, finding weird fabrics or clothes that are like interesting or bring some type of story or tell some type of story and like rip them up, cut them up and sew them up and make them cool. I mean, I'm not fucking up vintage clothes, so the vintage world don't come for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's, and it helps feed my creativity because like I want to wear clothes that like feel good to me and express who I am, and I can really show my personality that way. So I really love sewing. And also like I came to sewing slightly from like an acting perspective. Like I started sewing when I was really little. My mom would always make all of our like Halloween costumes and whatever costumes we needed for school plays. But then going to theater school and being like, I took on like the costume shop, like it was my job, and it was my job. Yeah, I ended up running the costume shop, and that's like what really like engraved my love for sewing. So yeah, so it still like ties into
very much
my acting world. Yeah, definitely.
It definitely does. Yeah.
Yeah. But also something that I realized, and I wanted to talk about it because hobbies are so funny, because it's like you think of a hobby and it's like, okay, yeah, my hobby is like bird watching, or my hobby is this. And I think I'm
right.
Like, I don't have hobbies. Like, I'm not somebody, like, who has a lot of hobbies, until the other day, like, it sparked in my brain. I do have a hobby, and people just don't talk about it enough being a hobby, and that is pop culture gossip. I will immerse myself in pop culture gossip. Like,
oh, so then you're on the Hailey and Selena.
Hailey Bieber, okay. Selena.
I'm crying. Okay.
I never, like, I think it, like, we were, like, kind of just older before, like, Selena Gomez and, like, all of that, like, the Wizards of Waverly. I've never seen that show before. So I never had, like, a connection to Selena Gomez. I was just like, oh, she's fine,
it's
whatever.
It's a good show.
I know. Now I want to go watch because yeah, now I'm like a Selenator. I don't know.
A Selen. Yeah.
A Selenator. Like I have totally changed. I am pro Selena. I am teen Selena. I'm also, I mean, I don't want to talk about this because all the shit, Hailey Bieber is getting a lot of shit too. I'm whatever. But I just think I want to normalize being interested in celebrity gossip in a healthy, respectful way is a hobby and you shouldn't feel bad about it.
I'm like a big, like, for example, Love Is, like, I actually have to agree with you. Like, I literally watched Perfect Match and my boyfriend was watching something with me and it was very funny. So, like, Perfect Match essentially is they take reality TV stars from all different reality shows on Netflix and they put them into a house so they can find their perfect match. And, like, occasionally people leave the house and then people come in, people come back. It's a whole shit show and it's great. So, but it's just funny, as people were coming in, I'm like, this goes to your point that I didn't realize how much reality TV I watch and how involved I am in, like, the reality world, that, like, somebody would walk in. I'm like, oh, my God, Francesca from Too Hot to Handle. Oh, love her. And then, like, freaking, I'm like, oh, Chase. Oh, him again. Oh. And then I'm like, oh, my God, it's Panda from – I was like, it's the Panda girl from Sexy Beasts. And I'm like – I literally watch so many Netflix reality shows.
You're like, I know all these
people. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's you. Oh, my God, it's you. I'm like, oh, man, I loved him. Oh, I was like, oh, man, it's him. I was like, Love Is Blind. I was like, oh, Barney's there from Love Is Blind. I was like, damn. Like, oh, you know what I'm talking about, right?
You're having, like, it's like your Christmas and all the celebrations all in one.
Sorry, Bartiz. Like, Bartiz. I should not call him Barney. That's not nice. I wouldn't like if someone did that to me, but.
Do people call him Barney as, like, to be mean?
Well, no one calls him his actual name because we all collectively do not like this man.
Well, it's similar to the Vanderpump drama that's going on with that chick Raquel, who everybody's calling Rachel now. They're like, your name isn't even Raquel. Your name is Rachel because of what you did.
Yeah, when people don't like you in reality TV, they just change your name. And it's not even like
name.
And sometimes it's not even mean. Like, they'll just call, well, actually, no, his name is Barney. I see them call him Barqueef and, like, all these other things. But I'm just like, I mean, he has done things that earned his things. But what I will say is I've been getting in tangents today, but I basically all I wanted to say was I relate to Bix in the sense that, like, I'm heavily involved, but then, like, in a healthy way where I'm not going to go out of my way.
We canceled our bachelor pod. Like, it's funny, like, we're talking about this as if it's new information.
Oh,
like, we literally had a Bachelor Nation podcast. So, like, it should have been more obvious that I love pop culture, like, reality TV pop culture. But
I said to my boyfriend, I'm like, I don't watch that much, but, like, I knew every person on the show. And he's like, well, you know way too many of these cast members. But anyways, in a healthy way, I feel like we indulge. It's not like, because there's people who get crazy with it and they'll, like, send. And that's kind of what I think you were talking about with, like, Haley. Like, people are sending death threats, which is never okay.
Yeah, and honestly, people need to talk more about the fact that Justin Bieber is the one that everybody should be talking shit about because he doesn't treat women nicely. But
it's, like, I said so what weird. I said. Yes, like, of course, I don't know these human beings personally.
Right.
I know what everyone else knows. Whatever I see in paparazzi and whatever, I don't know, I seen a little 30-second clip of them. But from what I see in these clips, this is not even what our podcast is about, but I'm going to say I agree. Like, I don't think he treats the woman very nicely. At least from those little clips, the way he speaks to her, I'm like, damn, you may want to remember your recording. I would say, knowing you're being recorded, you would think you'd put on, like, a, all right, let me be a little nice right now. Mm-hmm. Let me not be so rude. But no, he's just like, camera and all. He's like,
I'm
here and I'm rude.
I love that. But, like, that really is, like, one thing that I can genuinely, like, turn my brain off from any responsibilities I have and, like, go so deep into some fucking drama about people I don't know that I'm like, I don't even need to see the resolution. I don't need to, like, I'm not posting about it on the internet.
Right.
But I'm just vibing at home, watching deep dives and, like,
as you
living.
Can tell, same. I was like, because I got way too excited when you brought up pop culture.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm taking this on. This is my new hobby. Don't tell me it's not a hobby.
But, like, see, anything could be a hobby, guys. Anything. Really, anything. And also, you know what's great to do? I'm going to bring it back to, but, like, besides, like, yeah, finding hobbies that are acting related, but like watching TV, believe it or not, like that is a great thing to do as somebody it's who like wants studying. To be exactly like my older acting teacher. He used to ask us, like, you know, what are you watching on TV? Like, I hope you're watching some comedy. Like, if you're trying to be a comedic actress, you should be watching a boatload of comedy and almost studying it. Like, what can I learn from these actors? So that's another thing to do in your downtime. Kind of like watch a film, watch TV. I mean, you could watch reality TV too, but I don't know if you're going to learn much from that.
You might. You know, I feel like I might, have right? learned like so much about like people's psychology from reality
actually,
TV.
Yes.
Like, it's like game changing. Yes. Just like how different people are in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's and you crazy. Could like learning like how to spot manipulation. I feel like mm-hmm. I've gotten so much better at that too.
And that's true too, because with reality TV, it's like actually happening in real time.
Yes.
So you can like really study real people really doing these things. And even though like actors, obviously, if they're good actors, they're going to present as real people doing these things. But I feel like it's a little different because these people are just like
definitely different. Yeah. Wild. They're off script. Yeah.
Are there any shows or movies that you've been watching recently in your downtime?
Oh, God. I can't. So I've been watching Next Level Chef. Oh, God. Somebody help me.
I love cooking shows.
Oh, I know. I know.
The Great British Bake Off.
I just finished saying watch TV shows to like study from. And you asked what I've been watching. And I'm like obsessed with Next Level Chef, which is another reality TV show. No. If we're talking strictly like acting, I was been watching The Last of Us. That episode, though, the last one was a couple Sundays ago. So they're coming out the season 2. I highly, highly recommend it. It is great, great acting by Bella Ramsey and Pedro Pascal. Yeah. He killing it. So yeah, that's what I've been watching, The Last of Us. And I'm like, what else?
Yeah, this Pedro Pascal, he like, I've never seen him because I haven't watched The Last of Us. So I've never seen him act really. But I love him. I love him. I see him in his interviews. I see him on the red carpet. He actually, I have seen him act because way back when he was in, I think like the 3rd or 4th episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like season 1. When he was younger, so
he's been in a lot of things here and there. I think he also just did a movie with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I feel like they're both so like goofy, but in different ways.
Yes,
I'm sure that's going to be a very interesting film.
Very interesting. They did a film together. I feel like that's the only. Oh, and then I'm watching a documentary. But see, a lot of these things are. Oh, and Modern Family. I'm watching again for like the 500th time because. I can't get enough from Modern Family. I love Modern Family.
That's like, your, I've seen like, that comfort show. Go-to.
Yeah, like, I've seen it millions of times, like, every episode, but it just doesn't get old, and I can just keep, like, rewatching it.
I love those shows.
So good. How about you? What have you been up to?
So, the most recent, I'm not done with it yet, so no spoilers, anybody. But I just started that show, the new, like, Daniel Glover show called Swarm. Swarm. It is, I had not heard of it whatsoever. It, all of a sudden, like, wheat pastes and, like, billboards have been, like, popping up all over for it. And then Billie Eilish has, like, a appearance in an episode, in, like, a one episode. And so she posted about it. And that's how I was like, oh, my God. She posted, like, a little clip. And crazy, she's a very good actor in this clip. I was like, oh my God, Billie, look at you go. So I was like, I have to watch this show. And it is so weird and unique and just wild. Like, it's about a young woman who is very clearly struggling with some type of mental illness that's not clear. And the plot of it, I'm assuming that it's loosely referencing like Beyoncé and her beehive, because the main character like idolizes this pop star named Nyjah, and her fans are called the Swarm. And it's like, if you fuck with Nyjah, you're gonna get stung by the bees. And so just each episode just gets like crazier and crazier. And it's just this wild story of this woman with a obsession. And that's like all I can say about it. Like, I don't want to give anything away, but like, it's...
Where can you see it?
Oh, it's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just, it's so great. Like, it's like horror and like, there's blood. There's a lot. Like, it's not super gory, but it does get like a little violent.
If it's anything like Terrifier 2, I don't think I
can handle it. No. Yeah, no. Like, okay. You don't really...
I was like, that was insane.
Yeah, no. You don't really see a lot of the violence really taking place. It's like a lot of like implied violence and like off-camera stuff, but it still affects you in, I feel like, a similar way. Like, it's not like cutesy, like, oops, he's dead. It's still like very like riveting and like heavy. So I would 100% recommend. The lead actress, she's like absolutely incredible. So good. It's Swarm, S-W-A-R-M. The lead actress, her name is Dominique Fishback. 10 out of 10. Incredible. I'm looking her up. I want to see her in everything. I want to see everything she's ever done.
I'm looking at the wrong thing, but no, this is it. It's fine. I'll look this up later because I could be here a hot minute. Oh, I was like, I could be here a while.
But yeah, I think that keeping yourself...
Ooh, this looks good.
It is. It's good.
This looks so freaking good. What a great recommendation. Thank you, Vex.
Yeah, definitely recommend.
Hopefully you guys watch it. Get back to us. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, so I feel like that's such a good recommendation for people that are like, what do? Fucking watch TV. Everybody, like, people, at least for me, like, you avoid watching TV. You avoid doing these things because it seems lazy or like not productive. Like, thank you so much, fucking American capitalism bullshit. But like, whatever you need to do to allow yourself to have that relaxation time, do it. And if it's lying to yourself or like tricking yourself, because it's not really a lie, and be like, oh, I'm studying, I'm doing homework, I'm watching the show because I'm doing homework.
And also
tell your brain that.
Yes, trick your brain. I'm a big fan of that. And also, let's say, like, and this is also a good time to, like, let's say you do one, like, little tasks to do every day so that when auditions do come back, you feel like, all right, I'm ready to go. Make sure that your resume is up to date. Mm-hmm. Clean that baby up. Make sure your IMDb is up to date. Clean that baby up. And, yeah, make sure you're like, okay, my headshot's up to par. Check to see if there's any emails you might need to follow up on. Like, this is the time when it's down to take care of all those mm-hmm. little things that, like, when it is audition, you might forget, which reminds me of an email to respond to. So, you know, see, you got to talk about these things or you forget. I'm so serious. I'm like, real time. Oh, shit.
No, it's true.
But I think this is a good time to like, follow up with reps, maybe. Mm-hmm. If you have any, somebody was just talking about this. I was just I met my talent manager in person for the first time, which was amazing.
Oh, and it's so fun.
I got to meet her other clients, aka other talent that she represents. And one of the girls writes, you know, pilots and stuff. She's a writer as well. And this is actually a great time, since it's like downtime, to work on, if you are interested in writing, to start working on your writing. If you have something that you were like, no one's ever going to read it, this is the time.
It's like, now is the time.
Now is the time to submit your stuff to be read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because so take advantage of these little lulls.
Yeah, because if you're somebody who, you know, like, enjoys keeping it in the film, like, type world, this is the perfect time for you to work on that project that you haven't had time to work on. Or, yeah, write that play, write that pilot. Just, yeah, use your time wisely and figure out a way to find a balance between keeping like hobbies related to things and also just like completely detaching and doing something that's just for you and just for you and your soul and your body and your mind to feel good. Cause yeah. Can you tell I struggle with that?
You know, it's a day to day, you gotta work on ourselves day to day. We're all doing it.
We're all out here.
Well, out here trying. Trying to, that's right.
And hopefully, I mean, you get an audition.
Yeah, I hope that you get an audition. And I really like this episode. I feel like it was very just a little like laid back, but also kind of like, I hope you guys feel like you learned maybe some new ways that you can stay creative. Or maybe listening to this episode made you feel like, they're right. I can give myself permission to relax and learn in a way that I don't feel like I'm overly exerting myself.
Yeah, definitely. So, I feel like if there was like a genie and I can like summon something for myself, I feel like I would summon some type of presence that followed me around and told me, like, who would hold my face, put their little hands on my face, and like look into my eyes and say, it's okay to relax. Chill the fuck out. Relax.
So take this episode as the two little hands.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped around your ears. And we're telling you, it's okay to relax. Just relax. It's okay. You can answer that email later. Yeah, you could get to it later. You could get to it a week later. It's fine.
It's okay. Take a deep breath. Go drink a Diet Coke.
Oh, man.
Watch your favorite movie. Go watch Shrek. You're in a bad mood, go watch Shrek. Come on.
Yeah, Shrek's a good one to get you out of the mood. Or any episode, like I said. Shout out to Shrek.
Come on the pod.
Come on. And Modern Family, I'm telling you, that is always good. If you need a good laugh, it's Modern
Family. My Modern Family is, well, besides Friends. But Friends, like, I feel like you don't even need to mention that. But my Modern Family is Superstore. If you haven't seen Superstore and Liv, I don't know, you need to watch Superstore. It's by Justin Spitzer, who did The Office, and he's doing like a new show coming out right now. It's going to be like a medical mockumentary.
Love The Office.
So it's pretty much just like a workplace comedy, but it's instead of like a paper company, they're at a superstore. So like think like a big like Target or Kmart.
Love that.
And it's not a mockumentary. Kmart
throwback.
Right. Are there Kmarts?
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know.
Oh, my God. I remember there was one at the Metro Mall, Middle Village, Queens. Shout out to the Kmart and the Burger King in the basement. But yeah, Superstore is such a great TV show. It's so hilarious. I've seen it 400 million times and it never gets old.
Look at us. We have all the TV recs for you here.
Yeah, this is the TV rec episode. How to stay creative. Get a Netflix, Hulu, right? HBO, Apple TV, Paramount Plus membership.
I can't. And listen to our podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Go. That too.
Well, I think that's it for now. Is there anything that you wanted to bring up before we say goodbye?
No, I think we covered a bunch. We just hope everybody out there is living comfortably, not stressing too much, and understanding that like we're all in the same boat. So
we're all in this together.
I've never seen High School Musical.
Girl.
It's a confession.
So Vix, after we hang up, Vix is gonna go educate herself. What's a High School Musical?
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. We gotta go. I gotta go watch High School Musical.
Yes.
We'll chat about it in the next one. But yeah, if you have anything to say, any recommendations, if you want to let us know what you like to do on your off time to stay creative, you can let us know on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Vix. You can find us on TikTok at Liv and Vix, or you can send us a cute little email at livandvix@gmail.com.
And we wouldn't hate it if you would rate us and review us.
Please do. We got to get up there on the charts.
Got to get up. Got to get up.
Talking about us. Thinking about us.
That's right. That's right.
Alrighty, guys. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by @hyperjuice on Instagram.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Vic.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review.
Bye! Bye.